Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא כל
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of all your actions will be for the sake of the Creator. We're reading selected excerpts from the sources continuing from number 7. You'll find the study material in the Arvut system and on Kabbalah Group.info. If you're asking a question in the hall, please stand up, hold the mic close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly.
Yes. What does it mean that all your actions will be for the sake of the Creator? Today, we exist in a will to receive of a special kind that it doesn't even matter if it's for oneself, not for oneself or for someone else. However, we are being operated by it. We are being operated by it. We don't understand anything else. We cannot compare it with anything else. And therefore, this is our life. This is our nature. You can call it egoistic, but it doesn't matter how you call it. This is us. And there is another possibility to direct a person so that he will not think for his own benefit, but rather he will think for the benefit of what is outside of him. That just as now he is directed towards himself and he cares that all his thoughts and actions and deeds will be for his own benefit, as it seems to him that it is for his benefit, that so his thought, speech, and action will be for someone else. Someone else, it could only be the Creator. That he is outside of the person. But in order to build for a person a certain transition so that he will know how to make such a leap, great leap, truly from minus infinity to plus infinity, the Creator arranged the human society around the person. And gave the person a chance so that the person can work not for what we call myself, as though it is for himself, the way that he was born, for the sake of his ego, but rather for the sake of someone outside of him, and that the someone outside of him will be as a transition from self-love to love of others, and later on the love of the Creator. This is why we need to go through this transition. I realize that this is indeed a very special preparation that the Creator created it, arranged it out of His love towards us. And let's use it in order to shift from the nature of the created being to the nature of the Creator. So, please.
All your actions shall be for the sake of...
If there are any questions, go ahead, you can ask. Yes?
Except number 7. On the intention, there is prayer. One should pray that his actions will be for the sake of the Creator. This choice pertains specifically to those who want to walk in the ways of the Torah, in the view of Torah. Conversely, those who belong only to the view of landlords belong only to the first discernment, meaning to the part of actions without intentions, since the prime intention is only to achieve the power of bestowal. Also, the matter of reception and bestowal applies to all the degrees, since before the correction of the screen, it is called reception, meaning lo lishma, not for her sake. And the correction of the screen is the meaning of lishma, for her sake, meaning bestowal. Again, seven. On the intention, there is prayer. One should pray that his actions will be for the sake of the Creator. This choice pertains specifically to those who want to walk in the ways of the Torah, in the view of Torah. Conversely, those who belong only to the view of landlords belong only to the first discernment, meaning to the part of actions without intentions. Since the prime intention is only to achieve the power of bestowal. Also, the matter of reception and bestowal applies to all the degrees, since before the correction of the screen, it is called reception, meaning lo lishma. And the correction of the screen is the meaning of lishma, meaning bestowal.
Questions, please. It's slow, so clear? Yes.
Let's say a person has developed and he understood that the true good is to bestow. That's what the Creator wants. That's what increases the peace in the world. That's what brings everyone to the desire of the Creator, who wishes to give to everyone.
Yes.
Is that not enough?
What I hear from that is that one actually has a greater ego.
So it's good for everyone and for him, the Creator.
By this, does he perform the Creator's will or his own will?
The same? What's the difference?
What do you mean, if it's the same? How do we know if it's the same or not?
That's what he understands according to his development.
The fact that he understands this way, that doesn't mean anything.
So he needs to feel it, to have something special besides it, beyond it.
Well, they explain to him, what does it mean to bestow? That this desire is to bestow. A person who wants to reach and nearing to the Creator, being similar to the Creator, has to become similar to the quality of bestowal.
Yeah, they explain to him, but he understands according to his vessel. How can he understand according to his vessel?
According to his vessel, they explain to him that bestowal is something which is the opposite of what he has.
Yes, but it's something good, so he yearns for it because it's something good.
What is good?
Bestow, and he believes that it's good. It will bring him greater pleasures, not just to him. It will be good for everyone, so he's willing.
So he's willing, he's ready. How can he be ready if his nature is only to receive?
Yeah, now he takes the desires of the friends, he takes what's written.
Oh, that is already work for many years.
But it's not enough.
What do you mean it's not enough yet? He didn't do anything yet.
It's not to bestow. Or is it to bestow?
I guess I don't understand you. The person was, when he was born, he was in order to receive in each and everything. Right? That's it. Now. His development came by him being in a group, in lessons, etc., to the point where he hears that we have to reach in order to bestow. And he realizes that in order to bestow actually brings him closer to the Creator. The Creator is in bestow. So, how does he do it? This is what we learn. Those who agree to shift from in order to receive to in order to bestow, what is it that they have to do in order to actualize it, to realize it? This is why they have to enter a society where everyone thinks this way. And everyone learns and everyone acts only in this direction. To receive at one point, not immediately, but at one point, nevertheless, to receive some taste and bestow. And according to that, they also try to create a different kind of connection between them in tents, in small groups that they build. And this is how they, bit by bit, influence each other, bestow to each other, and they advance.
Okay, they go through a process, they feel this is the truth, this is good. Eventually, when I say that I choose the good, then like it or not, it's good for me. I chose the good, what am I missing?
How do you choose that this is good for you?
Because I know myself, I follow, go according to the belief of in the sages, everything that's written down.
To go according to faith in the sages, this is good?
We always go according to something that we feel, at least to a small extent, that it's the truth, that it's good. Is it enough or not?
No. I see that all of my bones, my thoughts, they're all against it. I need to bestow. I need to think about the friends. I hardly need to think about myself. I have to restrict myself more and more. Think about the benefit of the 10 more and more. So what's good in that? It's work and overcoming.
Okay,
and what can help here?
I didn't understand the question.
When a person begins to receive such states where he feels he has to overcome and he has no strength to do it, what can help him?
The group and praying to the Creator.
And if it doesn't help,
there is no more. There is no more. Only to invest in that as much power as possible. In connection with the friends and a prayer to the Creator. Other questions?
If a friend is in the state where he has recognition of evil, he doesn't feel the influence of the friends who love him dearly, he doesn't feel it.
So,
what is the work here?
To reach the point where he will have a connection with the friends so that everyone is in a single plate.
But he lacks that connection with the friends. He just feels everything is opposite, it's against him.
So he should work on it, he should work on it. His ego is not giving him the possibility to connect with the friends.
What is he doing with his ego that he's discovering?
Try, nevertheless, to be connected with the friends as much as possible and realize that this might be his nature, that he's quite far from the friends. There are people that according to their nature, they're close to each other. And there are people who cannot connect to others. It's as if there is a wall between him and the others. And what can I do? So one has to work on that.
How can the group show the friends that it loves him and wants only good for him?
The ten
in his state.
The ten should care for each and every one in this way, that he will get deeper into their inner circle, and that they will all care for each other as one man with one heart. This is the concern of the ten, because it's everyone's loss or everyone's gain according to the connection or separation between them. Okay.
Yes.
Rav, tikkun ha-masach,
the correction of the screen, does it mean that bestowal will enter man's nature?
The force of bestowal will enter man's nature? Well, enter the man, I don't know if it's nature.
Well, I'm asking because in a corrected state, what is the meaning of effort? Because in order to receive, there's no effort. So I'm asking about bestowal.
Yes.
So when the screen is corrected, is there any effort?
Of course. The screen is the force of overcoming over the will to receive, in shifting it to connection and in order to bestow.
So it's not like in order to receive. So what is natural that it enters my nature, bestow?
Through the reforming light, a person can receive the nature of in order to bestow, and he will keep it in a way that it's his, it's natural.
I'm asking because I'm noticing that to love the efforts to rise from in order to receive to in order to bestow, I personally don't like these efforts.
Nobody likes them. Who likes going against his will?
Can you reach a state where a person likes it, enjoys it, or it feels natural to him to go against the desire?
Well, maybe through the group, through the environment.
What should I imagine that I will enjoy efforts of bestow?
Read Rabash's articles about the influence of the society, of the environment.
Thank you.
Give the microphone to.
I heard that you should make efforts to aim your thought, speech, and action at the Creator. Now, I noticed that as time passes, it becomes very difficult to aim your actions, even do any actions, but in the speech, it seems like we develop nicely, we speak nicely. Can speaking without actions, I'm not talking about thoughts, but speech alone, does it have any power?
Yes, speech also has power, because when a person speaks, well, to some extent you have to agree with whatever you're saying.
So we can also improve in our speech.
Yes, of course. All right.
He makes a distinction here, Rabash. The part of the action is without intention, and bestowal is specifically the intention.
Well,
is there such a division? If it's an action without intention, it must be reception. And if you want to speak of bestowal, it's only the part of the intention.
Yes, bestowal, well, both reception and bestowal, we scrutinize them through the intention. Without the intention, there is no action. Because first, you have to decide what is it that you want to achieve, what for, how, for whom, etc.
And in the beginning he says that intention there is prayer.
That through a prayer, by turning to the Creator, you can change your intention so that it will be for bestowal.
So what does it mean then to follow the path of Torah and the view of the Torah? If I'm asking the Creator to change my intention,
that is also included in the Torah, that you are asking of the Creator that he will have the force of bestowal. This means that you are walking in the ways of the Torah.
So the intention is for a change that will come from the Creator or my nature?
Of course, from where else will a change come to you?
Now, the question is this where the bestowal is and lishma is this request from the Creator on changing my nature?
No, it's something totally different. The fact that from the Creator comes the force of bestowal, and this force is above nature, that's not called lishma. Lishma is what comes from within the person to the Creator, not from the Creator to the person.
After he receives this power from above, changing his nature and the ability to bestow,
when a person receives a power from above, he can change his intention to be in order to bestow, and then it is considered that he is in Lishma.
So first he receives the power to bestow, and then he can choose if he will use it in order to bestow or not?
No, he already chose that earlier, before he asked.
It's not clear. How can he choose if his nature hasn't changed yet by the Creator?
How he can choose if his nature has already been changed?
Well, that's actually the question. Where is the point where a person decides and where he can say he wants Lishma?
When he is in Lo Lishma, but he wants to reach Lishma.
What is it, that point in a man where he can want this thing as long as he's working from his egoistic nature?
He's operating in his egoistic nature and he begins to recognize that this nature is bad for me. It's bad for me, bad for everyone, it goes against the Creator, and he doesn't want to remain in this nature.
Ken.
Yes?
להמשיך את מיכאל.
The intention is something that will come to a person before the action, or will the action always happen retroactively?
The intention is what accompanies the person if he wants to change anything within him. Right? So here, he has a need for a change. And he turns to the Creator and he asks for a change, that the Creator will make that in him, because only the Creator knows how to make this change in a person.
Is
this intention coming before the action of the person?
Does this intention enter? I didn't understand.
We do actions, and afterwards we scrutinize the intention. Did I have such an intention or a different intention? How to perform the act of intention before each and every action we make?
This is what we should do. An action without an intention is something that is dead.
But you can see, you can tell that you're operated on always, and then there's a place where you need to receive an awakening, then you pray for it. You pray to change this feeling where I was operated on, but to be the active action.
Yes.
The action is the intention. So how do we put the intention first, before every step?
Because you are the first. You should always turn to the Creator so that he will give you the desire to bestow, the intention to bestow, and to connect with the friends. And this is how you will be the first.
And that is what he writes in the end, the correction of the screen.
As a result of this, you will receive a screen,
which is its correction as well.
Well, the screen is the intention to bestow.
Yes. Questions from the internet. First from woman Ita. Is the pleasure from bestowal something that comes with time, with habit, or it's a force that comes from above all at once?
It comes bit by bit through efforts, not through the habit.
Question from Asia. Are friends that leave us, is this because they haven't recognized their evil to some extent, or the other way around, because they did reveal some evil in the will to receive?
I think because it's because they discovered the bad in the will to receive, and they think that there is a way. Maybe they think that there is a shorter way if they quit and go to search for something else. But nevertheless, the person's will to receive is the obstructor here.
Woman, USA West, it says that before the correction of the screen, it's called reception. Why are they speaking of the correction of the screen separate from the correction of the will to receive? Isn't the screen part of the correction of the will to receive?
The screen is the correction of the will to receive.
Mach 19 asking about the screen. Is it the result of prayer?
Yes.
Kabu 9, is it correct to see the screen as intention, or is the screen more than that?
The screen is the intention.
Last from Mac 22, how the shape of the screen is received in us and is shaped in us?
Through our effort that we want to be directed through the 10 to the Creator, where the Creator is the essence of the 10, the internality of the 10, and we want to be connected to Him, adhere to Him, so we have to adhere to the 10. And in this way, more and more to come closer to the Creator, until we begin to discover Him in our senses more and more. That's it.
Ken.
Makes a very clear distinction. There are those who want the knowledge of Torah, and those who belong to the first discernment, which is the action without intention. But we see that life is a bit more
diverse. That's true, but we nevertheless need to distinguish it in these two directions. Right? A person who falls to from connection with the Torah, he eventually has to choose what does he want. There are those who only go to keep the commandments in a corporeal manner, and there are those who care about entering adhesion with the Creator. And in the middle between these and those also.
We learned lately about lo lishma. This is an inseparable part of reaching lishma. You can't skip over lo lishma.
Yes.
He writes here, the part of the action without intention. Meaning those who belong to landlords, the first discernment, meaning the part of actions without intentions. So it turns out that I sometimes make an action without an intention because I place myself in the environment.
There's no such thing as without an intention. Rather, your intention is that you want it for yourself. Man's inclination is evil from birth. So he only thinks for himself, for his own benefit.
Yeah, but let's say that I connect with the friends in the ten without an intention.
There is no without an intention.
Intention for myself,
okay.
Without a spiritual intention.
Well,
we learn that's also part of our path. It's not like I'm specifically in the opinion of the landlords.
Of course, it is a part of our way. Yes, we cannot advance without that too. Go ahead and ask.
You mentioned people who are going, advancing towards corporeal actions without intention. I'm not speaking about them. I'm speaking about myself. In the spiritual work, I find that sometimes I'm only doing the action without intention. Not related to commandments. Just like I'm connecting to Zoom, an action without intention. So is he speaking of me, that I belong to the view of landlords?
No, it's just that in the present state you have no choice, but rather you use those forces that work within you.
So here, when he speaks of landlords, it's nothing to do with us sometimes.
No, we don't belong to the landlords.
To continue, Shai, he says, I thought he made the comparison between landlords who wish to receive, and they are inside the world to receive, and we, if we are in a process towards the correction of the screen, typically we're still in the world to receive. So we may actually see that inside of us there are landlords and there's a part that wants to work through the Creator. Is it possible?
Yes, we have both in order to bestow and also in order to receive, one part like this, one part like that, inside every person.
David,
yes?
I understand that when we try to do certain actions, eventually brings us to despair if we didn't create the intention, if we didn't put on the intention, which forces us to scrutinize the intention of our actions.
Yes.
The feeling we discussed earlier, when we begin to feel what is bestowal, what is the intention of bestowal, is that when we start to scrutinize the intention? Is it only there that we begin to discover there are two intentions? The intention I'm in, but also the Creator is shining inside the same scrutiny.
It's
letting me feel the intention of bestowal.
Yes.
So only in the Rosh, when we rise to scrutinize the intention, we begin to understand what is bestowal. And then we can choose, actually. We can pray for it, we can ask for it. Meaning the feeling of the Creator is only when we are scrutinizing the intention.
Yes. Anyone else?
Can we say that the correct intention
is
made up of the intention that he feels that it is for himself and he can't stand it, but he's holding on to it. He's holding on to it specifically in order to advance. Two opposite ends.
We don't need to hold on to two opposite ends. We want to belong to the group and to the Creator without any other calculation.
But he can feel one end. He feels that he's entirely in order to receive.
And
he can't get rid of it.
Let's say that he cannot get rid of it. So he considers this as the Sof of the Pertsuf.
Thank you.
Go ahead and ask. This is something that we're not going to finish today.
Can there be an intention which is not the result of prayer? Or is it always efforts? Then the person feels that he can't, then he asks.
No, it's not that simple, but all kinds of calculations appear, and the person doesn't know where it came to him from. Usually he doesn't know. All right? Okay, anyone else? Danny?
We are in a society with a teacher and books. Who will take us in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, according to Baal HaSulam and Rabash.
Yes. But to understand about our responsibility as individuals in this society to constantly reinforce the direction. In other words, to arrange your intention before we actually... I'm asking how, as a society, can we reinforce the direction? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Let's say I'm about to perform an act of, let's say, dissemination with friends. It doesn't matter. So we read an excerpt. We talk about why we're doing this action. So is there something like personal responsibility here to constantly reinforce the intention?
Yes, everyone has this responsibility, each one for everyone.
And will this improve the accuracy of the society as a society?
Yes, only by that. Yes?
On the path to correcting the soul, we have certain actions. How come the actions are so important for us?
Well, they influence the intention, even if there is no intention or the intention is not the desirable one or the right one. It's corrupted. It's the opposite. So through actions, you can aim it, direct it better.
An action without the correct intention of bestow, does it have any value?
No, it has no value. But rather, if to begin with there is the intention that through this deed you want to reach something, then yes. But again,
an act of bestowal without the intention to bestow. Is that called lo lishma? Is this what it is?
What do you mean, bestow without the intention to bestow?
I'm making an action of connection with the friends, as Shai described earlier. I'm on Zoom, I do what I need to do, as we decided. But I see that inside, my intention is incorrect. It's not in order to bestow. I'm taking care of myself. Is this called lo lishma?
It's not called anything. So, what is your intention? You can say. If you can't say what your intention is, then you cannot grade your action.
I scrutinize that my intention is in order to receive. It's for myself. To enjoy, for joy, for honor, something. But I make actions externally, which are acts of bestowal or connection. Forget connection, bestowal. A connection. So the combination of action of connection with the incorrect intention, is this called lo lishma? And if it's not, then what is lo lishma?
Lo lishma is that in the meantime, you're not capable of working for the sake of the Creator. You can't. You want it, but you cannot.
Yes. But I still perform actions. If I can't work for the Creator, it's not like I'm going to sit at home and do nothing.
You perform actions, right.
So I think that's what Eyal is asking as well. We perform many acts, so, and even when we don't have the intention, it's felt like, you know, we want to have the correct intention, even though we don't have it.
No. Not even scrutinized.
Yeah, out of habit, we decided from the bow.
Well, nevertheless, it's on the way, right?
Yeah, this is the way. I wanted to ask. It's in the excerpt, but. It's not in the excerpt, but it's a lot, sounds a lot like setting times for Torah, meaning they establish it because they know that I want to connect to the Zoom. There's no chance for it to happen, but if I set a time for myself, then I can add to it my lack of intention with something, the Kabbalistic advice called times for Torah, and then they say you'll make it eventually.
So what is your question?
Is times for Torah exactly the recipe for one who is does not have the right intention?
Times for Torah, it's either the person decides that this is the time where now he needs to engage in Torah, to read, to write, to speak, give a lesson, something. Or it's that he is being activated. Those are the times for the Torah, yeah?
And the intention is not related to it. We hope that there will be an intention, but it's not a condition necessarily.
The intention is already what he adds to the action. When he begins to engage in something, and then what for? That is the intention. Yes,
I need to have a constant awareness in order to correct the intention. Only the beginning of the action, I need to have the intention of what I'm going to do now.
It's written about this. I wish you would pray all day long. That all day long you will be asking yourself, what am I doing and for what am I doing it?
And if I'm making an action, let's say connecting with the friends on Zoom in a common reading, we make an intention in the beginning, then I forget about it. Even when we read the sources, I forget about the intention. How much is this action worth?
Oh, on its own, maybe it's not worth so much, but after some time, you nevertheless come back to the questions about the intention and all kinds of things because you belong to the group and the group is working.
What will bring me back on track? What will awaken the intention again?
Their thoughts.
My intention depends on the thoughts of the friends.
Certainly. This is our whole salvation. Alone until we would come back to it. And also it's a question of how would we come back because we would be receiving negative awakenings. And from the group, we also get positive awakenings.
And what's up to me as far as awakening the intention? Do I have such an ability to awaken the intention or only when I am getting it from the other, from the friends?
Well, as much as you belong to them, as much as you awaken the friends work on you. And this is how it comes from the connection, your connection with them. You begin to feel your connection with the Creator as well.
What corrects my intention, my corrupt intention? I start an action and I'm aware of the fact that it's 100% to myself. What corrects it?
It only comes from the Creator. To the group and to you. Sometimes you feel that it comes to you from the group. Sometimes you feel that it's just some awakening came to you. Through all kinds of means.
And when will the Creator correct my intention from reception to bestow? What does that depend on? Why should He correct us now?
Well, as much as you are connected with the society, with the group, with the ten, and as much as the ten, along with you, is in the same direction of being together so that out of that they will get closer to the Creator.
Thank you.
Asaf.
Asaf, yes?
Kavana.
The intention. I'm not the master of that intention. I'm not the master of my heart. And the intention is the direction of the heart. Where is the heart inclined to? What does he want?
Yes.
So is it correct to say that the work of man is to scrutinize the intention, to constantly be in like those questions, as you said, why am I doing it? What am I doing? It's for what do you want out of my life, etc.
I want to scrutinize my connection with the Creator. This is possible to scrutinize only through my connection with the Ten. This is why I search for my connections with the Ten in all kinds of different manners. And through them, I want to be connected with the Creator.
Okay. עכשיו, הכוונה זה עניין יותר עמוק מסתם
עכשיו. Now, the intention is deeper than simply a thought. Right? It's a direction of my heart.
It's the internality of the connection.
What determines to what extent I'll be in the intention? He said to Dudi, as much as the friends think about it, as much as it is between you.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
When we speak of connection, the connection between us is there in that point, the point of the scrutiny, of scrutinizing the intention, but we want all these tendencies to connect?
Yes, the connection between us is in the Creator. At least, well, it doesn't matter with what kind of discernments, deep ones or not so deep, but in the Creator. The connection cannot be outside of the Creator.
אתה יכול לקשור יחד את העניין הזה של ברור הכוונה של האדם.
Connect this thing together, the scrutiny of a person's intention and the connection between us, the connection in the Creator, as you said.
תנסו לחשוב על זה כאחד.
Try to think about it as one.
תנסו לחשוב על זה כאחד.
Try to think of it as one.
לחשוב על זה כאחד, זאת אומרת שאם אנחנו
think about it as one, meaning if we are making the right effort, they must connect the scrutiny of my intention and the friends and the Creator between us.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry, but I have here Moscow 18, women.
Woman.
Доброй ночи, Рав, дорогая группа. Продолжение вот выяснений как раз получается, что усилия наши десятки по построению это единого намерения, и чтобы держаться в этом едином намерении.
Turns out that the efforts of the ten to build the intention, the only intention, holding on to the intention, those are the efforts to build the screen in the ten.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. The 125 steps, are they before the correction of a mistake, or do they extend after?
After the correction of the screen, from the correction of the screen, we build, or more correctly, we reveal 125
degrees. Вы сказали, что объединение между нами, оно в Творце. Только сейчас. Как это выстроить намерение, чтобы?
You said that the connection between us is in the Creator. So how do we build the intention that indeed the connection will be in the Creator?
It can't be outside of the Creator, because we are in Him. And if we wish to connect with one another, we need to discover our connection through the Creator. Why did the Creator break us, shatter us, so that we would discover Him as existing between us?
Ну, как, то есть я соединяюсь с товарищами на уроке либо там в Zoom'е. Намерение, куда я направляю? Что значит, что я хочу его раскрыть в Творце?
I connect with the friends in lessons, in the Zoom. What do I connect the intention to? What does it mean that I want to discover that it is in the Creator?
I attach my intention that I'll, on the way to the friends, I'll reveal the Creator, and through Him, I'll connect to everyone. We have here seemingly opposite work, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator.
All and one.
Rav, to come to the back to the scrutiny of what it means, let's say, to really choose for the actions for the sake of the Creator, for that intention. One side, you can run away, let's say, from the bad. I don't want the bad. On the other side, there could be an attraction of wanting to bestow to the Creator, but I don't know what it is yet. So how can I come to that point of choice?
The choice is in our connection in the Ten, where I choose each time to enter into a tighter bond with the friends. Okay?
Czechoslovak Shaldosh, free. Ken Kos.
Yes, Kos.
What does it mean, let's say, to if you go to a, let's say, to a tighter bond with the friends? But what does it mean to come to the point that that it will be attractive to choose for the sake of the Creator? Because if I go to a tighter bond with the friends, it becomes more difficult. So what makes me make this point of choice, to choose for the sake of the Creator? On one side, I want to run away because I see bad behavior, because my evil inclination. Run away. But what makes me attract that I want to choose for the Creator? It's not understood. I don't know what it is.
If you wish to advance, you have no other choice but to enter into Arvut with the friends. And in it, you'll find your connection with the Creator, period. This is something you have to see as a formula.
What is that formula?
Through the connection with the friends, I come to connection with the Creator. The Creator is the internality of the connection between us.
Moscow 7.
Да, доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос немножко похож на вопрос Коса. Вот у меня есть творец, Раф, группа книги.
A similar question.
Как сделать так, чтобы отдача...
I have the Creator, Rav, the books, the group. How do I make it so that bestow will be pleasant to my heart?
By raising the importance of your actions and connection. There's nothing more important but to shake everyone towards connection.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, what to do when there's feeling of extreme rejection? I'm not talking about a state which there is no intention to bestow, which is mechanic. It's not a problem. But especially when I turned back to Turkey, I felt that I cannot do anything. I don't want to join lesson. I don't want to join to Zoom, to any dissemination meeting. I don't want to translate the lessons. I'm not willing to do any action, even the smallest one I'm not willing to.
Okay.
And I started to have fear that if I stop, I will fall. I will have a great descent. So in this state, what is the advice?
The advice is whatever is in your power to do, you should do. I'm not sure what to tell you. I would try to translate, do something that will also help the others. But the main thing is to continue. And also to read all kind of articles that speak of You see, according to our friends all over the world, that there is times for a sense and connection, and times for a time for dissent and separation. Right now, all over the world, we are seemingly in a state of cooling down. A time will come, or we'll come back to connection. These ascents and descents are like great big waves in the ocean. But besides that, there are small personal waves for each one in his life. And that's how we grow up, and that's how we change.
So what is the purpose of the extra rejection that we feel? We know that everything is from above.
Yes, so you would understand. How do you need to accept every state that comes from the Creator, and what will you get out of it? And what the mind doesn't do, time does. Another rejection, another work on closeness, and another, and another, and in this way a person gradually crosses this state. Of his general cool down. Okay?
Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф, здравствуйте, товарищ. Раф, если после действия я обнаружу четко, что намерение было для получения,
if following the action that I perform, I discover that my intention was in order to receive, can I do anything about it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So it was in order to receive. You can't back up. You're going to correct it later. The important thing is to continue what you have on you now.
How
can I help a friend? How can I help the friends in that way? State.
Only set an example for them. Talk about it.
Thank you, Rav. I don't manage to understand yet. How is it possible to deepen, to build a more correct intention? Because the fact that I ask myself, what am I doing, what I'm doing for, my answers pretty much remain the same. And even if the answer is seemingly for the Creator, it's clear to me that it's a lie. So how do we advance with that?
No. From
with each passing day, we advance more through the same actions as we've had before, except they're a bit more scrutinized, a little more scrutiny. We should be closer to one another, so it becomes clear that we are rising above our ego, and in this way, we advance. 1,000 enter the room and one comes out to teach. We have to know that. So it all depends on the extent to which we remain steadfast, consistent.
For example, Rav, every day in the framework of my work, I engage a few hours in dissemination. I don't feel that I managed to put a more correct intention there every day, and I've been doing it for years. So what is the required action?
I don't know. We're not going to talk about your work right now.
Even if it's connection in the 10, it's the same thing, same question.
We need the 10 in order to resemble the Creator, to be in a system that can bring us into contact with the Creator.
What is the action that I need to perform before or after or in the middle of any external action that I do so that I will have a year from now a much deeper intention than what I have now?
Think of the goal. What do you wish to attain through this action?
To invest more time in thinking about it, but I give a quick answer to myself and I keep going.
No, both during the action itself, how much you're able to think about what you wish to attain through the action.
To try to imagine the state that I want to achieve.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tov, mi yesh lanu ot. H10.
Toda Rav. Thank you, Rav. In the end of the excerpt, Rabash writes, and reception and bestowal applies to all of the degrees since before the correction of the screen, it is called reception, meaning lolishma. So how come the screen is lolishma, is reception?
I don't know how to say it, but he's not entirely in order to bestow. He's only there to connect all the parts, all the broken parts, the fragments. Where are we?
We read number 7, we have 8.
8, okay.
Okay, so excerpt number 8. If he begins to work for the sake of the Creator, then he needs the greatness of the King. It follows that if he does not yearn for the greatness of the King, it is a sign that he is not working for the sake of the Creator. Thus, specifically when he chases greatness, it is a sign that he wants to achieve a state where he can say that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. Afterward, when he feels that he must know that he has a great and important King, and he sees that this is to him the main disruptor, this is what he lacks in order to have the strength to overcome the will to receive. He comes to a second stage, meaning when he has to run away from the greatness and he wants to work for the sake of the Creator unconditionally, which is called above reason. In other words, although his reason tells him, you see that you believe in only a small king. Nevertheless, the person should say, to me, you are a great king, as though I felt it. I believe above reason that you are a great king, as though I felt it.
I
think you need to read it again.
Again, excerpt number 8. If he begins to work for the sake of the Creator, then he already needs the greatness of the King. It follows that if he does not yearn for the greatness of the King, it is a sign that he is not working for the sake of the Creator. Thus, specifically when he chases the greatness, it is a sign that he wants to achieve a state where he can say that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. Afterward, when he already feels that he must know that he has a great and important King, and he sees that this is to him the main disruptor. This is what he lacks in order to have the strength to overcome the will to receive. Then he comes to a second stage, meaning that he has to run away from the greatness. And he wants to work for the sake of the Creator unconditionally, which is called above reason. In other words, although his reason tells him, you see that you believe in only a small king. Nevertheless, the person should say, to me, you are a great king, as though I felt it. I believe, above reason, that you are a great king, as though I felt it.
Ita 4.
Oh, no. Good morning, Rav. What is the meaning, as if I feel it? What is this feeling that we need to harvest within our heart? Can you explain this feeling, please?
I did not understand the question. He doesn't feel it, and he doesn't want to feel it. He doesn't want to discover it, reveal it. He just wants to feel it. To relate to the Creator as if he revealed his greatness throughout all reality, all of the world, although he himself does not wish to reveal it. Meaning he wishes to reveal it, but he's doing all kinds of actions in order to not reveal it, so that his actions will be in concealment.
To this excerpt, it's clear why there's confusion many times, because we say that a person should feel the greatness of the Creator. Let's say he has to receive it from the environment or have some inner awakening so that he will be able, so that he'll understand that he needs it in order to be able to work, in order to bestow. But sometimes we say that it has to be done without a feeling, without actually having it, meaning I actually don't have this feeling, I don't really see the Creator is great, and from here, am I be able to bestow or not? So here Rabash teaches us that we shift from one to the other, meaning when we achieve a state where we understand that we depend on the greatness of the Creator, then we have to awaken it in ourselves somehow within our own forces.
Again, questions?
He writes here that there are three stages. One is, I don't have the need for the greatness of the Creator, so I don't work Lishma. Then when I begin to have the need for the greatness of the Creator, so I started working for Lishma. And he says, then he detects that he sees that he has this need, but he sees he's a small king. And here specifically, this is called above reason. This is the real work, when I don't even have fuel. So how is it possible to work in that way?
Okay. Let him look for the source of the power.
Yes. It also pertains to the previous excerpt. Can we improve the intention only by elevating the greatness of the Creator?
Of course, what else do you have to do?
Well, because sometimes we talk about, did I think about it, not think about it, but this is just the beginning of the action. But practically, to change it, it's possible only through the greatness of the Creator, right?
Correct. Quickly.
There is a desire and there is the intention. If I have the intention to receive, then I enjoy in my desire. Even a tiny candle, it doesn't matter, but I enjoy it. Now, if there is an intention to bestow, where do I enjoy in my will to receive, in that same desire? Or is there some new kli, some new vessel?
You enjoy in a desire that's above your desire, in reflected light.
So this is a new vessel.
Yes.
Now in my natural, the first will to receive, do I always feel rejection? What happens with it? Okay, so there I enjoy in a new vessel. What about the old vessel? Do I always feel rejection there? Or maybe I don't feel anything?
I don't understand you. You had a desire to receive.
Yes.
What's happening now?
Now I have a new vessel.
Which kind?
You call it reflected light.
And
I have an intention, so in the reflected light I enjoy bestowal. But what about my vessel of reception?
You fill it with this reflected light.
So it's good for me. So I feel the pleasure in the same place?
The desire is the same. The desire does not get
defined. Meaning, if there is an intention to receive, then I enjoy in the same desire, just a little bit, what we call a tiny candle, as much as I'm given.
Let's say.
But if there is an intention to bestow, then in the same desire I truly enjoy.
Yes.
Let's say we talked about actions. Always when there is a group action, there is always rejection. There's no such thing that you want to do something like this. So, if there is an intention to bestow, then I will feel that I'm drawn to such an action? Is there such a state where I will wait for it? Well, wow, now we're going to have a Zoom meeting. Now I'm going to meet with the friends. Is there such a thing? If there is an intention to bestow, is this how the person feels? Or there will always be rejection, and above it, there will always be...
It all depends on how much you're given. You can be in degree 100, then they give you degree 101, and you feel rejection.
No, it's clear that there are different states, but if a person has the intention to bestow, then he will feel in the will to receive that he is drawn to such a group action? Or is it all that when we say love covers all crimes, we say the crimes always remain, and above it there is love. Does it mean that the rejection will always remain, and above it, I guess, there will be a more sharp feeling of...
Until the end of correction.
So the rejection will stay until the end of correction.
Yes. Okay, ask last.
Thank you. What does it mean to run away from the greatness that he writes about?
When a person doesn't want to take care of the greatness of the Creator in his eyes.
But a second ago, he was yearning for the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah.
And now that he received it, he no longer wants it?
Yes.
What does he work with now?
His greatness, private greatness, personal greatness.
His own individual greatness.
For himself. In order to receive. For the will to receive.
Second ago, he said that if I have a yearning for the greatness of the Creator, it's a sign that I want to work for the sake of heaven.
Yes.
Now I run away from it in order to work for myself, or?
Yes.
So where is the work? What do I do in order to reach working for the sake of heaven?
That's what I heard from you. You're talking about number 8?
Yes.
If he begins to work for the sake of the Creator, then he needs the greatness of the King. Since without it, he won't be able to overcome and work for the Creator. It follows that if he does not yearn for the greatness of the King, it is a sign that he is not working for the sake of the Creator. sense, what will he work with if he lacks that force, the greatness of the king? Thus, specifically when he chases greatness, it is a sign that he wants to achieve a state where he can say that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. And afterward, when he feels that he must know, he has a great and important king, and he sees that this is to him the main disruptor, what he needs in order to be able to overcome the will to receive, to acquire the greatness of the Creator. Then he comes to the second stage, when he has to run away from greatness. The Creator seemingly prepared to reveal himself to him, that he wants to work for the sake of the Creator unconditionally, without any reward, which is called above reason. In other words, although his reason tells him, you see that you believe in only a small king, a person should still say, to me you are a great king, as though I felt it. And I believe above reason that you are a great king, as though I felt it.
So what is the matter that he has to run away from the greatness?
He doesn't want to reveal the Creator. He doesn't want to reveal the Creator. Because if he reveals the Creator is truly great, he fills everything, he does everything, and he has no problem to do things in order to bestow to him. It's like he's sitting in a restaurant and he's paying for what he's getting. And he wants to be not in a restaurant.
Thank you.
Let's go to the... We'll give it another day to settle in our minds.
We can go to the next part of the lesson from the preface, but let's sing a song first.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, and now we arise. And every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
And in you I see a picture of me. I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors.
Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one.
Thank you.